Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. The government has called in former Prime Minister Sir Bill English to head an independent review of kāinga ora. The review is part of its 100-day action plan and is expected to be completed by March. Housing Minister Chris Bishop says the State Housing Agency is facing a debt blowout.
A recent report by Treasury and the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development found that Kāinga Ora's level of debt had grown from $2.7 billion in 2018 to $12.3 billion in June of this year. That is obviously a worry, and I'm also deeply concerned about the operating deficit, which is already at $520 million in 2022-23.
Chris Bishop, he says Māori housing initiatives that comes under the auspices of Kāinga Ora will also be reviewed, but it's not a core focus. A lawyer for women moved from Arohata prison says a High Court ruling means the onus is now on the Corrections Department to move them back. The court found 70 women were unlawfully transferred out of Wellington to the Auckland and Christchurch women's prisons from August last year, with the department blaming staff shortages. Amanda Hill says that argument didn't sway the court.
It's a really strong judgment from the High Court. It's very directive. And it's very clear that corrections can't just do what it's been doing and throw up its hands and say that they don't have enough staff. They literally have to find the staff to fix this.
Amanda Hill says arbitrarily transferring the women away from their whānau, communities and drug and alcohol treatment programs has a major impact and harmed their chances at rehabilitation. And North Kaipara iwi Te Rōrua are working with Northland Regional Council and Kaipara District Council to protect the country's deepest dune lake from the Asian gold clam. The highly invasive species was found in the Waikato River near Karapiro earlier this year, prompting iwi in the central North Island to institute biosecurity measures. Now, compulsory biosecurity checks will be introduced on Friday for the Kaiwi Lakes, running until Waitangi Day. Boat owners who refuse the check can be denied access under the Kaipara Council's bylaws. Northland Regional Council Biosecurity Manager Nikki Fitzgibbon says it's a chance to tackle some of the other pests affecting the lakes.
There's lots of other freshwater pests that we have up here, particularly weeds, pest weeds that live in the river. And so that's why I'm really saying make sure we check clean dry, because it's not just for the gold clams, but it's for all our other little nasties that might be out here.
Nikki Fitzgibbon, Northland Regional Council has allocated $300,000 towards the initiative. And Te Hoa Mā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.